8A. Shot for going to school. Listen to the story and take notes on the following items. In pairs, share the information you wrote down.
Sometimes one person can make a difference. One such person is Malala Yousafzai from Pakistan. When the Taliban announced that girls could no longer go to school, teenage Malala refused to be cowed. She spoke out about her right to education, both on radio and TV. And despite the death threats that followed, she continued to attend school. Kevin O'Donnell takes up the story.
The Swat Valley in Pakistan is famous for its breathtaking scenery. Snow-clad mountains, sparkling lakes, and spectacular waterfalls. That's why it's called the Switzerland of Pakistan. The area is also famous for the actions of one determined young girl who lived there, Malala Yousafzai. Back in 1997, when Malala was born, the Swat Valley was a peaceful place. But 10 years later, the Taliban arrived. These anti-government fighters, with their fundamentalist religion, began making radio broadcasts that threatened violent punishments for anyone who departed from their strict interpretations of Islam. In 2008, the local Taliban leader, Mullah Fazlullah, issued a dire warning. All female education had to cease within a month, or schools would suffer consequences. Having made numerous speeches championing girls' education, 15-year-old Malala was a high-profile target for the Taliban. Despite warnings from family and friends, she continued to attend to board the bus that took her to school every day. Then, on the afternoon of the 9th of October, the Taliban struck. Malala walked out of school as usual and climbed aboard the small bus waiting outside the gates. As they made the short journey home, Malala and her friends noticed something out of the ordinary. The road was more deserted than usual. Moments later, the bus was flagged down by two gunmen. "Who is Malala?" barked one of the young militants, and then the firing began. The bus stood in the street for 10 minutes before anyone dared come to the aid of the panic-stricken children. Malala was taken to the local hospital with a severe head wound and then airlifted to the military hospital in Peshawar. After an operation to remove the bullet, Malala was flown to a UK emergency unit for rehabilitation. She awoke from a coma 1 week later with no idea of where she was. She was no longer on the school bus with her friends, her last memory, but surrounded by strangers in a foreign country. She remained in hospital for 3 months. Then, on her 16th birthday, and a mere 9 months after the shooting incident, she addressed a specially convened youth assembly at the UN headquarters in New York. Her speech was broadcast around the world. She called on politicians everywhere to safeguard the rights of all children to go to school. Since then, she went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize in 2013 and has met heads of state from all over the world, including President Obama and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She has written a book about her life and taken part in a documentary film which describes the events before and after that terrible day. Thanks to Malala's tenacity and her courage to speak out, the voice of the girl whom the Taliban had tried to silence has been amplified beyond what anyone could have thought possible. Because of her stand, the government of Pakistan has begun to pour money into education. She has also focused the world's attention on the bigger picture. There are 60 million children out of school around the globe. Until that injustice is remedied, Malala has no intention of staying silent.